Welcome to the Pulldown. Thank you so much again for joining this episode. I'm really, really grateful. I have a really prepared and amazing episode today. Before I start, I have to mention that a few weeks ago, I interviewed a Google designer and we talked about Android 12, we talked about Material U, we talked about the upcoming Pixel 6. It's a really an amazing interview and an amazing episode. And if you want to listen in, you can do it for free. Just type the pull down wherever you're listening to podcasts and find that episode. Now, let's go back to this one. I actually been reading this book called The Nordic Theory of Everything in a Search of a Better Life by Anu Partanen. I don't know how to pronounce the author's name, but I will leave this book into the description of this episode. And I haven't finished it, but I've kind of got the general idea about the Nordic Theory of Everything. And I believe that some of the principles that the government in Nordic countries are applying to their citizens can be really well applied to the big tech. And right now, mostly to regulating big tech. And I believe that some of those ideas are really, really interesting. Now, so the Nordic theory of everything kind of includes a social systems that are in place to make the people of the country less dependent on the system, on the state. This is really interesting, and a lot of Americans kind of don't see it this way. And when I tell you that, you know, there are social systems in place, you think about, oh, you know, this means that the government has such an overreach on into the people's lives that they can't make decisions, that, you know, they live in kind of this socialistic country. But this is a very wrong understanding of those Nordic countries. Now, most, or actually all, Nordic countries are capitalistic, and Republicans from the US actually calls a lot of those countries quote-unquote nanny states, since they have those really good social programs. And these social programs kind of makes their citizens less dependent on the government, on their employee, because they have provided such systems in place that when you need them, you can use them, you can, you know, decide that you want to be a part of those systems. And in a sense, you are less dependent on other factors. And in America, for example, your employer has a really lot of power over you, because the employer actually provides you with healthcare. Employer actually contributes to your pension fund and things like that. And you are extremely dependent as an employee to your employer, because, and in this case, in your employer, it has so much power in place. You know, if you want to, if you lose a job, basically you lose all of those privileges. But in Nordic countries, and also in some of other European countries, we have good social programs. For example, we have a universal healthcare. So when you lose a job, you get some compensation, even if you don't have a job. So you can actually, you know, live your life fairly normally while you're looking for your next job opportunity. And that actually makes you less dependent on the employer for, you know, them to cover your expenses or them to cover your paycheck, because the government will, of course, take care of you. But in a sense, a government will make you less dependent on your employer, on other systems, for that matter. And, you know, in Nordic countries, the employer doesn't have such a big overstate over their employees, because, for example, the employer has to give the employee the mandatory maternity leave when, you know, a woman or her husband wants to take some time off for growing up kids. And kind of in a sense, all of those programs, you know, in America, for example, the employers are not required to give any maternity leave. They can even, in a sense, fire some of the employees if they take too much or if they take any maternity leave days or weeks. And yeah, again, there is this dependability on your employer in America. Well, in, you know, the Nordic countries and some other countries, the government steps in and sets the regulation that you have to give newborn mothers and fathers a way to kind of raise their kid or spend more time with their kid. And when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, having a healthy family and having, you know, good families and you know, better way to educate and raise your children because you spend more time with them, it allows for the whole population to gain a better workforce once those kids grow up. And, you know, again, that makes a lot of sense from that perspective. But when this Nordic theory of everything kind of comes to play with big tech, I want to find some correlations and see if, you know, maybe we can apply some of those principles and improve or, you know, help our legislators do something about it. So I kind of put two different categories. First one is big corporations and second one is personal. So in the first part of this episode, I want to kind of go through some of the ways that we can use some of those principles from the Nordic theory of everything to better regulate some of the tech companies. So it's more of a regulation part. And in the second part, I want to go through our personal tech to an individual and how can we make an individual less dependent on some of those big tech companies that, you know, in a sense have a market monopoly position. Okay, let's go to the big corporations now. The big tech has been a problem for many years now, and recently we've seen that, you know, some of the legislators are trying to actually break up or, you know, put some legislation in place to kind of regulate or maybe kind of change the behavior of the big tech. But at least right now, we don't really have any a really big a law or even an idea how or what is the good way to do this. What is the good way to regulate some of those big monopolies in big tech? And for me, I think that this kind of Nordic theory of everything allows us to see that the government should be in control. The government should have power here to say you have to do something. Just like, for example, the government has, you know, in the Nordic countries, states that you have to give your employee, I don't know, 1 year or 6 months of maternity leave, no matter what you do or if you want to do it or not. You know, and this is a very strict regulatorily and also in a sense a very important thing for a government to do, because it gives quite a lot of power and pressure on the employee to kind of follow those rules. So I believe that there is first the regulation and taking back the power from those big tech companies into the government's hands. In a sense, I would like to see a bigger restriction when it comes to how big tech can use and kind of use and abuse our data. I would like to imagine as a GDPR, but, you know, a bit harsher, in a sense that GDPR today for the European countries is, I would say, a very nice thing that we have it. I'm really appreciative of it and I really like it. But in a sense, there are still a lot of loopholes and a lot of problems with GDPR that should be improved. And maybe in a sense that, you know, the GDPR overall becomes a bit harsher on those big tech companies. Okay, then I would say that the big corporations should be kind of more strict when it comes to algorithms. I would say that developing algorithms to make people feel better. So in a sense that developing algorithms to make a society a better place, to make people in that community, in that society, feel better about themselves, in a sense to build algorithms for people and not for profits, because we know that Google is a private company, and they follow mostly profits. They would change their algorithms. They would, you know, make changes to their business, in a sense, just to fit the larger profit margins or to make bigger profits in a short or long term. And I believe that the government should step in and set some regulation when it comes to algorithmic, you know, feeds and make some really necessary ways, like some really necessary rules to how those algorithms can operate. And even if that means less of a screen time for Facebook, you know, less of a profit for Facebook, I believe that, you know, that's a really, really important thing that we should do, that an individual could not have an impact on that, but a government could set some rules for that. Now, I would like to say the second part, as I mentioned at the beginning, which is a more personal part. So what can individual do to kind of combat some of that big tech companies? In a sense, what are the individual's options when it comes to the Nordic theory of everything, in a search for a better life, but in a sense, in a search for a better tech, right? And I would say that, like, there should be more options when it comes to technology, because today I feel like that you know, Microsoft and Apple kind of have a monopoly on operating systems, especially in the computer operating systems, and then Google and Apple have monopoly on the smartphone operating systems. I believe that, you know, the idea of choice really is very limited, you know. And I believe that ensuring a more vibrant marketplace of more, you know, social media companies, of more tech companies, of more tech hardware companies would ensure a better way for a customer to pick what they actually like. Even today, the social media landscape is very poor. You know, we have Facebook, Instagram, which is again owned by Facebook. We have Twitter, and that's pretty much it. We have a TikTok and a Snapchat, but, you know, again, it's very limited. And in a sense that maybe social media should be smaller, in a sense that there should be more companies focusing on different aspects of social life and social media. For example, a community-based social media, a chat-based social media, a friends-based social media, a photo-sharing-based social media. Like, I believe that there should be a more decentralization when it comes to social media, and that we would have more options and more companies doing different smaller parts of our life, and not one big company like right now Facebook having all of those aspects filled in one app, which is again not just really hard, you know, not just really damaging to use, but again really hard to leave because of that. And kind of I would say another thing about, you know, this personal decision is again educating people on options and alternatives that they have, because I believe that most people don't really know about, you know, other search engines or what a search engine even is or what a browser is, right? Most people just know, oh, Google Chrome or Google, and that's it, you know. Having option to tell people about those alternatives, help them set them up, maybe find their version of or their alternative that they could actually use, is again another way to kind of have a more vibrant marketplace when it comes to social media and technology in general. So yeah, this was kind of it. This is I kind of went through really quickly to the points that I want to make, and I believe that, you know, I haven't finished the book, The Nording Theory of Everything, and I'm gonna finish it in the next couple of days. But you know, those ideas really, you know, stay with me, and I want to imply some of those ideas on the big tech, and I hope I did a pretty okay job. Again, thank you so much for listening to the pull down. Before I go, I have to tell you, right, that you can subscribe to this episode. You can subscribe to the pull down or whatever you're listening to the podcasts, and you get new episodes when we release them. Again, thank you so much for enjoying this, and see you in the next one. Bye-bye.